Eternal Impact and Thanksgiving. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. It's hard for me to believe, but this episode marks 100 episodes of The Ultimate Ground Rules podcast. 100 episodes aimed at encouraging coaches with the Word of God. All of that is possible because of you, the listener. Thank you so much for listening to the show and sharing it with others. I truly believe that God is doing mighty works in the coaching community, and it's my hope that this show can play just a small part in that. If you're new to the show and you find that this encourages you, please take a moment to like, share, or subscribe to the show so it's easier for others to find the show. Today, I want to stop for a moment and talk about eternal impact and thanksgiving. I firmly believe that God has chosen you to be a coach. While you are first and foremost a believer that's called to share the message of Christ, you have also been uniquely equipped to serve as a coach on the front lines with the youth of America. Your circle of influence is different than the majority of adults, and your potential of impact is far greater than most adults. Coach, you have been chosen. Every day when your feet hit the floor, you have the potential to make eternal impact, an impact that will carry from generation to generation. What a powerful opportunity. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." As a coach, you've been created for good works. God prepared beforehand that you were going to be a coach. So you've been created for those good works with the young men and women that you serve. And that word is key, serve. If you truly want to make an eternal impact, then you must serve them. As I think about all the coaches that have impacted my life, the peers that I now share the role of coach with, and all of you that listen to the show, I can't help but be extremely thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's the will of God for you, to be thankful. You're commanded to be thankful. As I think about coaches who are determined to serve their players and have an eternal impact, I thank God for them. In a culture where our young people are constantly under attack by negative influences, God has placed you, the coach, in a position to battle back and be the light in a dark place. For those of you that are doing that, thank you. Keep up the good work. As I think about the opportunity that I have to be a coach, I also give thanks. You know well that the opportunities that come with coaching, there are so many positives, but there are also a lot of substantial difficulties. But regardless of that, I give thanks. Remember, you're called to give thanks in all things, the positive and the difficult. So today, as I celebrate 100 episodes, I want to challenge you, coach, to give thanks. First, take the time to give thanks and remember what God has done for you and through you. This will motivate you to keep your hand to the plow. In the Old Testament, one common practice was to build altars. The purpose was to remember who God is and what He had done. Every time someone saw the altar or took their children to the altar, it was a call to remembrance, a call to remember who God is and what He had done on their behalf. Today, I want to challenge you to build an altar in your life, a place where you can give thanks for your opportunity to be a coach and for God to move through you, eternally impacting your athletes. Personally, my altar is found on the first or third baseline of every game as the national anthem is played. I take that time to close my eyes and to thank God, to say a short prayer thanking God for the opportunity to do what I do, recognizing that I've been called, I've been chosen to that role, and I should never take it for granted. Coach, that's just one example. Your altar will be different, but here's the point. Be diligent in building one. one for Thanksgiving. Number two, recognize that you fall in the downline of other coaches and individuals who have strived to make an eternal impact. You're part of their ripple effect through time. As they impacted you, so you will impact others. You know who those people are, but don't just know who they are. I challenge you today to take time today to thank them. Don't wait. Take time today to thank them. Pour out a blessing on them by thanking them for the impact that they've had on your life. And do this too. Make a promise that you will strive to continue that downline each and every day. You will continue to be their ripple effect through time. Coach, you've been chosen for the role of coach. Don't take it lightly. Be encouraged. That's what this show's about. Be thankful for the role that you have. Take time to thank those along the way who have impacted you. And as we look to the future episodes, may we continue to reach out and impact those that God will place in your path. Thanks, Coach, for doing what you do. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.